Well, I spoke to my friend Professor Price. So he told me everything that I needed to know. He said I shouldn't worry about bumping anybody off, which I think is great. You know, make sure that I take, well, I am OCD, so make sure I take a shower for the shower game. I want to make sure I'm not a little bit too loony or a little bit too toony. And I need to make sure I'm on the spot, I'm off the spot, but on the nose.
If you know, you know.
Oh, wait, that was my secret ex. Hold on. Come here, buddy.
We love to interrupt, spreading the game show love every week on 5and1.net.
The Snowman's Wild, starring Jack Frost, will not be heard at this time, so that we may warm up for the fall.
Okay, dude. This, by the way, this is Jason Block, producer extraordinaire. Are we as tired of winter as you are?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I am. It's like, I had a snowstorm. Well, we had an ice storm last weekend. We thought we were done with winter. Then all of a sudden, here comes this big snowstorm that's coming in this weekend. And I'm like, oh, no.
By the way, I looked at it. It's coming directly to you. You're about to get a foot of snow.
I know.
But, you know, we've had some cold-hearted people on Beast Games, some cold cash on Price is Right. The cool people who are in the finals of Jeopardy, some cold fashion on Drag Race, and did we warm up the super toilet or is it going to be ice cold?
I did warm up the toilet. I put in the seat warmers and nearly got shocked to death, so thanks for that.
Sorry.
All of this plus, it's about to get hot up in the kitchen. I'm Chico Alexander, and from somewhere in America, WLTI is on. Let's go.
Whee! Yes. Welcome to my Snowballs Are Frozen and I Can't Do Anything About It edition.
Good night, everybody.
of WLTI. This is episode 522. It is cold as beep out here. I'm Jason Block. Gordon Pepper's away. He'll be back shortly. Chico, of course, my brother from another mother, staying warm, I hope.
To quote a YouTuber wiser than I, we are inside and we're comfortable. But you know who else is inside? Three.
Our Jeopardy finalists.
Yep, here's the theme music.
From the Alex Trebek stage at Sony Pictures Studios, this is Jeopardy!
We have our three finalists on this year's Tournament of Champions, but before we get to there, we have to chart a course as to how they got there, starting with the Friday show last week. Featuring Matt.
By the way, I nailed all the first 21st century game shows. Oh my god. These people didn't know some of them. I'm like, what?
I'm dumbfounded. 25 years worth of game shows and y'all didn't know?
So we had Matt Massey, Josh Weichert, and Stephen Olsen, correct?
Correct. And going into the finals, it's Stevens to lose with 25,800. Josh and Matt are not even close as we go into the Final Jeopardy category of capital cities with this clue. One of the two Canadian provincial capitals that share their names with a nation's capital city. I got this one.
I got one of them, actually. Yeah, I didn't get the second one.
I got Victoria, British Columbia.
Right.
Do you have the other one?
No, I don't.
It's St. John's, Newfoundland, and Labrador.
And also of Antigua and Barbuda.
Yes.
Josh, didn't risk anything. Matt, doubled up. Steven bet 71-17. And he moves on to the semifinals.
Again, it's a moot point because Steven locked it away early. Now we go to the Monday show with TJ Fisher, Mike Dawson, and some actress named Lisa Ann Walter. Have you heard of her?
Oh, yes. She was also on Arrested Development and also on Abbott Elementary. Sorry, not Arrested Development, just Abbott Elementary. And unfortunately, she and W. Kamau Bell got smoked. Both of the winners got smoked this year. Mike Barinholtz, the one who competed with our good friend Brian Haniger, actually made it a game, which was interesting.
Yep.
So Lisa did not make it into Final Jeopardy, but TJ didn't lock it away. But here's the clue: in U.S. states, this border state produced about half the gunpowder for the Union.
Okay.
I did not know this.
Okay. Now, you say border state, you're immediately thinking about one of the states that borders either Canada or Mexico. But the Union is the trigger, which means we're not looking for a border state. We're looking for a border state. So something along the lines of Missouri, West Virginia, Maryland, or the correct response, what is Delaware?
EJ bet correctly at 401. He moves on to the semifinals, and then we start the semifinal round.
Yeah, we start said semifinals with Allegra Cooney, Tom Devlin, and Scott Riccardi. Scott, I believe, is the first of the buys that are competing.
Correct.
And going into
I'm going to look at who the buys are while we're at it.
I know who one of them is, and so do you. But right now, going into the final, it is Scott's game to lose, 41,200. Tom is the closest at 19,000, but it is a runaway. As we go to Final Jeopardy in European history, and this clue. Writing from prison to her hair in 1793, she quoted the dramatist Corneille. Crime makes the shame and not the scaffold. Keith Legatis.
Now, I knew it wasn't.
And nobody else
what?
Did. Keith Legatis and nobody else did.
Yeah, I know, because everyone thought of the easy French woman, but not the harder French woman.
Yep, that would be...
The easy French woman is Marie Antoinette.
Yeah, that would be easy, but this is the Tournament of Champions. This ain't your... This ain't Bar League. This ain't nightly trivia. No, this is the Tournament of Champions. You gotta probe deeper. You gotta probe deeper into the life of Charlotte Corday. Who
Wait,
assassinated...
But Scott bet, did, that didn't bet a thing. Neither did Tom.
He didn't have
Legra... No... But each of the semifinalists leave with $10,000.
Yep. So Scott is through to the finals as we go to our second knockout game with TJ Fisher and Steven Olsen taking on our second by Laura Fada going into the final. It's interesting. Laura only had 1,600. Steven has 8,400.
What? Which is amazing considering.
Yeah. TJ has 13,800, so let's talk about 20th Century Bigwigs in the Final Jeopardy. The clue. The subtitle of a 2022 bio of this magnet who died in 1976 is The Meek Shall Inherit the Earth, but not its mineral rights.
Now, I had an idea, but I was kind of wrong. I was thinking Rockefeller.
Uh-huh.
That's not the guy.
The correct response is another 20th century bigwig and magnet. Who is J. Paul Getty?
Now, fun fact, isn't there an actor with that name?
An actor by the name of J. Paul Getty?
No. It's, Balthazar Getty.
Balthazar Getty, yeah.
He is a descendant of John Paul Getty and the great-grandfather, J. Paul Getty.
Yeah, he was born to Father John Paul Getty III, and is a descendant of grandfather Sir John Paul Getty and a great-grandfather, J. Paul Getty, founder of Getty Oil, and at one time, one of the richest men in the world, namesake for the Getty Center Museum.
Yeah, so Balthazar Getty, pretty damn rich. Moving on to the finals is TJ, and tonight's show has the final seeded player, Paul Pascal, friend of the site, Cameron Berry and Ashley Chen, going into the final. What a great game between Paolo and Cameron, because Ashley got shut out pretty much. And the category is Bodies of Water, The Clue. This body of water with over one-third of the world's marine mammals, like the vaquita, has been called the aquarium of the world. Okay? Now, here's the interesting thing. No one got it. Ashley bet 400 and guessed wrong. Cameron said the Marianas Trench and is 21,199. And Paolo goes, what a fun time. I don't know, sorry. But as my father is so apt to say, the esteemed Mr. Block, it's not what you know, it's how you bet. Paolo beats bets nothing.
Yep. He knew his strengths, more importantly, he knew his weaknesses. By the way, the correct response is the Gulf of California, or the Sea of Cortez, if you want to get Mexican about it.
Yes.
So, we have our three finalists. They are, one more time, Paolo Basco, TJ Fisher, and Scott McCarty.
But tomorrow, Paolo, Scott, and Laura are going to play the exhibition game. Okay? Which is going to be broadcast tomorrow. This was the warm-up game because you know the top three don't get seated in. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
So we're going to see that. And then Monday is the TOC. What is it? First to two, if I remember correctly?
I believe it is the first. It's either the first to two or the first to three. But in any event, one of these three people is going to go home with $250,000. And their name.
And a spot at Jeopardy Masters, I'm guessing.
And a spot at Jeopardy Masters. And their name stitched in quiz immortality. Stitched. That's what we call a segue.
You know, that's a great segue.
That's what we call a segue.
Can we hear her, please?
Yes, it is time for another fashion challenge in the workroom, as you are tasked with creating a show-stopping look inspired by a mashup of two different legendary red carpet looks. Yes, partner.
And also the queens are in pairs this week.
Yep, they're partnered up with their best friend.
Not always.
Well, if they weren't their best friend, they'd be their worst nightmare. But
hold on a second. Yes. No, this is Jason again.
This is
was an edit point. Sorry.
Obviously.
Want to start again from the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so this week's challenge, it's a fashion challenge, and our queens are going to be paired up with their besties looking to create looks inspired by a mashup of two different legendary red carpet looks. You know, I say they're paired up with their besties, but not always, right, Jen?
Not in this case. So we have the Little Nas X at the 2020 Grammys versus mashed up with the Rihanna at the Met Gala in 2015. And that's Briar Brush with Juicy Love Dion. Cher at the 1986 Oscar dress versus Sarah Paulson at the Ocean's 8 premiere. Discord Adams versus Jane Don't. Jennifer Lopez at the 2000 Grammys. I believe that's the Versace dress,
yes,
right?
Yes, it
I
is. Think. The one
that dress.
The one that took all of the eyes off of David Duchovny.
Mm-hmm. Versus the Nicki Minaj 2011 Grammys. Like Mickey Meeks versus Dina Coco. Lady Gaga, I believe that's the meat dress, I think. Lady 2010 VMAs, not sure.
Yes, that is the meat dress. And it's going to be Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake at the 2001 AMAs. So I believe that is.
And that's Sierra Mesh versus Tanya Pleaser. Katy Perry at the 2019 Met Gala.
And Lil Kim at the 1999 VMAs. That would be the award show where Diana Ross got to third base with Lil Kim.
Isn't that where she felt her tiggle bitties?
I literally just said.
No, I'm just saying, yes. Okay. And you have Kim Kardashian at the 2013 versus Zendaya at the Dune 2 premiere. Athena Dion versus Darlene Mitchell. And their looks are judged on the runway with special guest judge Annalee Ashford, who is an actress and has been on Wicked, Legally Blonde, and Hair. And she actually is a Tony Award winner, too, with Law Roach. Okay. Yep.
By the way, we did mention, but Katy Perry, Lil' Kim, Mia Starr, and Vita Von Testar.
Okay, so Vita Von Testar won the challenge. Surprise, surprise, because I believe that's her second fashion challenge win, I believe.
I'm double-checking, and I believe you are... Okay, so Vita Von Testar did win the first challenge. An outfit made of leftover materials from previous seasons. So she was in the top two, not necessarily the winner. But the challenge here, Vita Von Testar wins 5,000 big ones. And now we
right.
get to the bottom.
And to a surprise of absolutely no one, Kenya Pleaser and Briar Blush lip sync to Lights, Camera, Action by Kylie Minogue because Kenya Pleaser can't do fashion for crap.
Yeah. Wait.
And
yeah.
But Briar Blush lost the challenge and she sashayed away. And next week is a two-parter. Starts a two-parter, which is the Raid a Queen talent show, which means that I believe you're going to have
queens raiding
the other group.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they're going to determine who's in the bottom. So we're not going to have an elimination next week, I do not believe. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Well, they always love to throw you a curveball. This show is very much the queen of just when you think you know how to play the game, you don't.
Indeed. So.
And now,
a very special.
And now here's Jason Block with a very special 30 seconds of the Masked Singer.
The person who left this week quit. Who was Queen Corgi. Was revealed. Queen Corgi, by the way, on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Night, by the way.
Love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes. And the person who we withdrew is... Vroom, Claudia Oshry?
Called. Who this guy be?
Or, in this case, who this girl be? Okay.
Okay, so Oshri told Variety she decided to bow out of the show after she realized the time commitment was impacting her role as a new mother. This is her talking now. I moved my whole family out there. I had a 4-month-old at the time. I was breastfeeding exclusively. I was pumping in the trailer, and it really started to take its toll. I was spending a lot of time away from my baby. That's just not what I thought it was going to be. I was having so much fun, but I was so conflicted between continuing on and obviously winning and being at home with my baby. Ultimately, I decided that after some my performances, this has fulfilled a dream. This is check the box. I sung on national TV. I did what I came here to do. And so that's when I was like, you know what? I think I can go out, let somebody else win, and go out gracefully. First of all, who are you? And why should I give a damn? And second of all, you took a spot from somebody else. Somebody who we may know.
You mean another C-list celebrity? You took the job from another C-list American. I mean, come on. The biggest celebrity so far was Taraji P. Henson. Oh, no, I'm sorry. David Ortiz, really. If you really want to give it that.
¿Por qué no los dos?
Right, but I'm just saying. What? Ma'am, look, I respect that. All good. You know, you really legitimately want a song, but you should have figured it out before you sang it. Started singing. That's all.
Yeah. This is one of those things where if your heart was not in it, like, fully, you just shouldn't have shown up. I mean, Big Poppy's heart was at least in it.
Indeed. But let's go to the studios in LA for Hollywood Squares with the return of Tom Bergeron.
Yes. Not only do we have the return of Tom Bergeron, we have two contestants who were on two different eras of the Hollywood Squares. One is Lorraine from Mississippi, who was on the show in 1986, and she made a quip. I don't know who made the quip about when she was on the show, Paul Lynde was on the show, but I've got a problem with that, seeing as Paul Lynde died in 82.
Right.
And then you have Karen from Dickinson, North Dakota, who was on the show in 1998, when Tom was on the show. And joining Tom in the squares are, of course, Drew in the center, Triumph the Insult, Comic Dog, Tom Lennon, Arsenio Hall, Whitney Cummings, Leslie Jones, Howie Mandel, and Tiffany Haddish. So,
just was on the Masked Singer a couple weeks ago.
Yep. Lorraine ended up winning the game with Howie and did win the big money when she matched up with six of the stars, so good on her for that, but Tom Bergeron.
But I got a problem with this, okay?
Is it the same problem I have?
You tell me.
Again, it's like season two learned absolutely nothing from season one. It is just what this sort of madcap madness where everything goes, not everything shows, and you're stuck with half a game in the span of half an hour.
Correct. Yep. Indeed.
Yeah. And it sort of strikes me as a shame, too, because here you have Tom Bergeron. What a freaking Emmy for his role on Hollywood Squares. And you're not doing due deference to the show.
Okay, it's stunt casting for the wrong reasons, if you understand what I mean.
I do understand what you mean.
Because if I were having put Tom Bergeron, I would put Nate Burleson in his square and have Tom Bergeron host one game.
They actually had a joke about that after the first break, where Tom Bergeron was trying to get his host gig back, and Nate was like, "What are you doing? Get out of here! Get out of here!
That's no good.
No, I mean, even, you know, you have like this sort of legacy sort of episode on, typically on a game show, you have this legacy sort of episode. You had Wink Martindale on The Chase celebrating the A, his career, and B, the anniversary of the, I want to say it was the 20th or the 25th anniversary of Game Show Network. Sort of like, you know, passing the torch to the next generation of Game Show Network star. And then you also had Wheel of Fortune. Of course, Pat Sajak likes to stop by and wish Ryan Seacrest the best of luck, obviously.
But I don't think that's going to be happening anymore, really much.
Yeah,
but now that he's in season two. Yeah,
well, the point is, it happened. The point is...
Right, and the thing... And to me, it's a disrespect of property. You know?
Uh-huh.
Not property. A disrespect of the history of the show. Because didn't... if during Game Show Week, didn't Peter Marshall host a show once?
Peter Marshall hosted... Peter Marshall hosted an episode of Game Show Week, and we all loved it. And the thing of it is, he didn't miss a beat. You give Tom Bergeron that same deference, he wouldn't miss a beat either. But no! We've got to make everything about Drew and Nate and this sort of madcap madness that's going on every hour on a Wednesday.
Hollywood Squares was guilty of self-indulgent BS.
Perfect.
Okay? Yes.
Yes. But you know what? Kids are gonna continue watching it.
They will. They absolutely will. But we need to go back to Beast City.
Ooh.
Okay.
Tell me about Beast City, Jay. Because the Survivor thing's done, right?
Yeah, the Survivor thing is done. So Survivor is over, okay?
Yeah,
the teams come back to Beast City, and JC is offered $50,000 for the coin. He says no, okay? So we go into the cubes, and three people go in, two will come out. One, if you remember from season one, one person has to put the cuffs on, right?
Yeah.
But you've got, what was it, 10 cubes, and one team will consist of two with a lower chance of survival. Right walls and a red phone, and they could ask for anything. And if you saw it, they asked for anything. Massages, guitars, keyboards, food, right?
Right.
So, in team one, okay. Well, so here's the thing. In cube one, okay.
Cube one.
So we have Sue from Survivor, Jim. I'm sorry, Sue from Survivor, Jack, and Tyler.
And then
Sue's out.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Yeah, she is. Second.
Skipping to. Cube three, because I'm going to lay last two for last. There's a reason.
Okay.
Okay. JT, Brett, and Corey. JT is out.
All right. And now there's cube two.
In cube four.
Oh, there's...
Edie, Hannah, and the winner from last year self-eliminates.
Wow.
Jeff self-eliminates. Vance eliminates from Team 5 after Nick and August, and everyone was so happy that Vance left. They were so happy. Then on Team 6, Tyler, Ian, and Briley, Ian eliminates, and then Ethan eliminates over Katie. Now, in the one with the coin, JC is with Jim and Monica. As the episode ends, JC loses a game and is up for eliminates, but he reminds that he has the gold coin.
And that gold coin is worth $10 million.
And we won't know what happens until next week.
It's like he did. He offered the coin to Monica, so both he and the coin could stay in the game.
Right. So finally, let's go to Haven Studios, shall we? Play it.
All right, so it's not so much the Jackpot January finale because we have another episode next week, but we do have $80,000. Ha!
Yeah.
It's in the bag. And that could go to Lily Lascano, who wins a 4K TV worth $2,800. Okay, the products are Ibero Gas Digestive Supplement for $2,349 worth $5,000. Mini Chips Ahoy Go Pack worth $229 for $10,000.
$10,000.
Back to Nature Crackers for $379 for $20,000. Essential
Oxygen. So she goes on saying that the toothpaste is $10.79. Do I have a button for that? I know you do.
I do.
Nope. She loses. It was the Drip Drop Electrolyte Drink Mix, and the drink mix was the price, was the dish soap, so the toothpaste was the item that we needed to,
the sixth wheel, there. As it were.
Yeah, and this, by the way, two of my favorite trips were in this bargain game, which was won by,
Lois Alamosa.
Lois.
Yes.
You either have a trip to Spain worth $11,966, which is the price, which is round trip coach to Seville, 6 night stay at a deluxe premium room at the Hotel Casa 1800, daily breakfast and a cathedral admission, which I've actually been to, I believe. Nice. Then to Japan, and we're going to Kyoto for a 6 night stay in a premium room at Noku Kyoto with daily breakfast, daily dinner, amenities credit, and guided waterfall tour. Japan tour was $10,411. She picks Japan. Spain was $13,466 at a difference of $1,500. Japan, $14,411. She's traveling.
Meanwhile, we go to Dylan, who wins an electric motorcycle, but has a chance to win something with four wheels, a Lexus IS300F Sport design, illuminated doors, seals, cargo net, windshield, sunshade, the whole nine on cover-up.
His first guess is $47,365.
I was cutting through the paper, okay.
Ford is right. Next guess, $44,890. But all four are right except the bottom. Is it 1, 7, 3, or 9? He says 9. The answer is
3.
I was waiting for the buzzer, but okay. Yep, it's 3. No good there. So, but Dylan goes to the showcase. And we have an easy double price win for Hope. She wants to go to Bali for 6 nights in a pool villa at the Viceroy Bali Hotel. Is it 15,321 or 12,146? Of course, it's 15,321. Okay.
Now we go to Aaron, who wins a laptop and an all-in-one and hopes to win Michael Kors wardrobe for him and her, a wine station wine dispenser, a Pilates reformer, and a fridge cane video game cabinet, which is just awesome.
And with a built-in fridge, by the way.
The game is Race Game, so the tags are 10-19, 23-99, 70-27, 89-99. First pass, nothing. Second pass, nothing. Third pass, two right. And that's when time runs out. He ends up with the 7027 wardrobe and the
Pilates reformer.
Yeah. You know the video game cabinet refrigerator is $23.99?
And the wine dispenser is almost $10,000. Crazy.
Jeez!
Okay.
So Yeah, games are cheap. You know,
by the way, I love this twist in the last game, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Unfortunately, she didn't play it right, okay? So Adriana is playing Spelling Bee for a red Toyota Prius XLE worth $34,899. Oh, wait, by the way, okay, if she gets, you know, usually if you spell R, win the car, right?
Right.
In this case, there's an extra letter. S.
Yes.
What does that spell?
Scar. No, I'm kidding. It spells cars. So if you manage to spell cars, C-A-R-S, you're not getting one Prius. You're getting two.
Right. However, she didn't win any of the other cards because she missed everything pretty handily. And unfortunately, she didn't win anything. She went for it, which she should, because there were a bunch of wild cards in there.
Yeah, there were 7 C's, 7 A's, 7 R's, 7 S's, and 2 cars. Cars. She didn't find
the 2 wild cards, which I like that. One. That's great. That was great.
That was. Unfortunately, it was not to be, and Hope goes to the showcase to take on Dylan. Our first showcase will have you seeing green. There are golf clubs and a golf caddy, a trip to Ireland, that's 6 nights at the Rose Hotel.
To play on the green, to play on the Emerald Isle on a golf course.
Yep, and a green Mini Cooper for 4-wheel drive, iconic trim, 18-inch slide spoke, two-tone wheels, and valve stem caps. Top winner Hope passes to Dylan, who bids
$24,000. And by the way, yeah, Dylan bid $24,500. And when I said that, I said, that's not even the price of the bleeping car. Okay?
I know. You're way off, okay, buddy.
Yeah, so then Hope gets to float into pure bliss with a trip to Mexico, Los Cabos, all-inclusive stay at the Villa La Valencia Beach Resort and Spa Los Cabos, spa services for a year, and a Bayliner Element E16 boat. She bids $34,299. Well, first of all, let's go back to Dylan. He bid $24,500. He was legitimately almost half off. $48,750 at
$24,250. Yep. And Now let's go to Hope. She bid $34,299. I think that covers the boat. Actual price, $46,970. She wins with a total of $12,671. Difference for a total of $65,242. Congratulations, Hope Springs Eternal.
And by the way, it was a good show. Could have been a heck of a lot better. But what also could be a heck of a lot better is the fact that we've got the Super Toilet back.
Yep.
And we will do that after Brain Vision News. So, Chico, let us go there.
Yes, we have all the news you didn't even know you needed to know, including the return of One Spicy Number. With Jason Block, I'm Chico Alexander, 6-8-5-1, your home for We Love to Interrupt. You give us 22 minutes.
And we'll give you 22... And we'll give you 22 different game show mashups the drag racers could do. Ooh. Okay. Tacto in the Hollywood Squares?
Joker's Wild and Deal or No Deal.
Ooh.
Wheel of Fortune Jeopardy. And The Wall.
Ooh, yes. We'll think of more. We'll be right back. It's still cold, man. Can you put the heat up?
I'll turn it here. Hold on.
One in four of us will be affected by mental illness at some point in our lives. Yet nearly two-thirds of us will never seek help, especially men. We pride ourselves on courage and our ability to never show weakness. But mental health touches us all. We are athletes, actors, and musicians. We are friends, husbands, and fathers. It's one of us. It's one of you. It's time for men to talk about mental health. Help starts with the conversation, end the stigma. To learn more about our stories, visit bringchangethemind.org.
WLTI is presented by the Hollywood Cubes. Yes, we've rebooted the Hollywood Squares. And yes, we've invited old hosts to come back and play the Hollywood Squares. Now we're doing the same with the Hollywood Cubes. That's right, that old sketch on that old TV show you love so much, it's back and bigger than ever. Watch as contestants try and solve the giant cube for cash and prizes. It is the Hollywood Cubes. Arno Rubik hosts.
Well, I just have one thing to say to you, Mr. Alexander.
What's that, Mr. Block?
All that beautiful brain footage.
From the four corners of the globe to your frontal lobe, this is WLTI Brain Vision News with Chico Alexander, Gordon Pepper, and the award-winning Brain Vision News team.
Thank you very much, Doug Morse. As always, follow Doug Morse on all social media, Doug Morse Games at Rock 104 Rock Tracks and at Tracks Productions. And don't forget to listen to Doug Morse every Sunday as he hosts Rock Tracks with Doug Morse from high atop his palatial Pine Belt estate on Rock 104 WXRR Hattiesburg 104.5 on your FM dial and all over the known
multiverse
on Rock 104 FM, the Odyssey app, and the Rock 104 app. Now, I have here a bat that I won from Carowinds. I say Carowinds because it's where the Carolinas come together, but it's not going to be the only place the Carolinas come together. Isn't that right, Jason?
We'll hit the music.
March 6th, we have a date for Top Chef Carolinas.
Which is
March 3rd. Tuesday, March 3rd. Kristen Kish is back. Tom Colicchio is back. Gail Simmons is back. As they venture between Charlotte and...
That was filmed last year, if I'm not mistaken,
yes,
right?
Late last year. It was filmed in Charlotte and Greenville, South Carolina.
There you go.
Yep. We're going to have a full throttle quick fire at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, which I've been to, featuring Jimmy Johnson and Kyle Busch. Then we're going to have Fortune Beamster. We're going to have a Top Chef fishing derby. And we're going to have appearances by Sarah Bradley, Tristan Epslong, Joe Flam, Stephanie Izar, Jamie Lynch, May Lynch, Savannah Miller, Ashley Shanti, Michelle Wallace, and Shuai Wei. But your contestants are, for the first time, we're going to have twins. And the second time, we're going to have life partners.
Okay.
All right. We have Singer Mayer from Chicago, Jesse Bintra from Houston, Sherry Cardozo from Brooklyn, Brittany Cochran from Charlotte, Oscar Diaz from Durham, the Dearden twins, Brandon from Hamilton, Montana, and Jonathan from Alexandria, Virginia, Du Yen Ha from L.A., Anthony Jones from Alexandria, Virginia, Day Anais Joseph from Atlanta, Lawrence Louis from Quincy, Mass., Rhoda Magpatong from Kailua Kona, Hawaii, Dana Araba Wilmot from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and from Detroit, Michigan, life partners Jennifer Lee Jackson and Justin Kutla.
Okay, all right, that's cool. Gordon sent over a date book. Tomorrow, as we record this, is Last One Laughing Netherlands on Prime. The Great American Bake on Sunday is the Great American Baking Show Celebrity Big Game season premiere Roku on this Sunday. Tech Savvy, which I believe is the is that Savvy Live, the Scott Rogowski show?
Yes.
Okay. The season finale of Worst Cooks in America Reality Check. Wednesday is the season premiere, a premiere of Is It Cake Valentine's Edition, and Thursday is the season finale of Prime on Thursday. But let's talk about Dad Apto and something that just got updated. Okay, the Survivor 50 challenge is live, Chico.
Yes,
okay, if you go to survivor50.challenge.com, that's survivor50challenge, all one word, .com, you will find a map of 50 states and the District of Columbia. Each clue will be released at a certain day, and this is what you have to do to enter to be part of the trip we talked about. One per state, remember?
Yeah.
The grand prize is the is a trip for two to LA in May of 2026 for the Survivor 50 finale. Okay. So this is what you got to do. Once, like for example, I'll give you one. There have been four that have been released: Florida, Kansas, Oregon, and New Hampshire and Vermont. Okay, and each day you get a new clue. And by the way, your clue in your state comes out, I believe, February 6th. Mine comes out February 22nd. Okay, so what you have to do is decipher the clue, go to the location, and then look for the idol in a certain time. If you look for the idol and find it, you take a picture with it, and then you enter this next, and then you submit, you scan the QR code, take a picture holding the idol, and complete your submission to be entered into the contest. So it's not like the first person who finds it gets the idol, which I think is smart. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's very smart. That website is Survivor 50 Challenge. That's Survivor, the number 50, challenge.com.
And if you want to look at the map, it's /MAP. If you want to look there. But again, register, find your clue. Like, so when would we be next here? The 5th, right?
Yes. The 5th is, yeah, so we're going to be back here with the... with more clues.
More states. With more states. And yes, you should check it out there. We'll tell you which states are live for certain dates. Like, for example, the Oregon 8 is January 31st. That's this Saturday from 10 to 3 p.m. local time. The Kansas is also 10 to 4 central time. The Vermont is also... I'm sorry, not New Hampshire. Vermont is also February 1st. And Florida, I believe, is also February 1st as well. No, January 30th. That is tomorrow. The 1st will be in Florida. Now, also, that what they do on each clue, they say if it's ADA compliant or not. And they also say they want comfortable walking shoes or not. So they're really being very smart about this. But what else do we have in Dead Apto?
Well, from the people who brought you the Taskmaster board game, we have the Taskmaster Escape Room game. It is available right now for pre-order. You can sign up at the mailing list at taskmaster.tv/mailing-list. And you will be notified when they become available for purchase.
There you go. That, again, is very smart.
Yep.
This,
oh boy,
not so much.
Welcome to Dumb Decisions.
That's dumb.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Season 16 winner of Bravo's Top Chef, Kelsey Clark, was arrested for DUI this past week.
Yep, police responded to a call.
She crashed into a mailbox on January 21st.
Yep.
And she was booked on a DOA charge, and her two kids were in the vehicle, I believe.
Yep, and neither she nor her children, according to WBRC, were injured in the accident.
Ace B. Ace B. Could have been a heck of a lot worse.
It really could have, but still, that's just... Why do you even do that?
And she's also been on Next Gen Chef and Tournament of Champions Chopped and Guys Grocery Games. Dude, no. No, but this... Oh, I can't wait for the tea on this. Oh, boy. This is going to be good.
Like, forget the haterade. It's time for some tea. All right, so Netflix has a new documentary coming out soon, Reality Check: Inside America's Next Top Model. It will feature interviews with producers, participants, and Tyra Banks herself.
It's Jerry, of course.
And Tyra Banks herself, who says, well, she says, there was a moment I realized, oh my God, I think we built a monster. Actually, that's Ken Mock, the producer, who said that. But one person who definitely will not be watching is the first ever winner of America's Next Top Model, Adrienne Curry. She posted on...
Really now known as Adrienne Curry Road.
Yeah. She posted on her Twitter account. You can see me doing all of this stuff.
You got an eye roll, okay?
Yeah.
I have the quote.
I think people psychoanalyzing it over 20 years later with a woke lens is absurd. I don't trust people not to manipulate things for TV. Also, the public is cult-like and cruel, so the last thing I want is a bunch of eyeballs on me. I have zero trust in any producers, no desire to be really public in this day and age, and I'm hard retired from Hollywood. First of all, you keep using the word woke lens. I don't think it means what you think it means.
This is what I think the documentary is going to be. Okay?
Talk to me, Jay.
Stuff that we did wouldn't fly today. Okay? Right?
Right.
Stuff we didn't, we wouldn't fly today. Because there was a lot of stuff. Oh my God.
Oh,
it wouldn't
Jesus.
Fly today.
Oh God. There was so much.
First of all, the gender swap, right? Oh my God.
Race swap.
Right.
They rake you over the coals for that. Raked them over the coals for it when they actually did it. Don't talk to me about woke lens when people were giving them the business when it happened. That's not woke lens. That's just freaking common sense.
And also, they're going to say stuff that, you know, they're going to say, oh, yeah, I look at it now. You know, we shouldn't have done it back then. They're not going to... Don't do a mea culpa. This is a Netflix documentary. This isn't court. You really think we're going to get the true tea on this? No.
No. We're going to... Even...
We're going to watch it?
Judging by the trailer alone, it seems... Tyra saying that, okay, you... I knew it went too far. I was very intense. But you guys were demanding it, so we kept pushing it more and more and more and more. I'll take gaslighting for 500, Ken.
Yes.
So, yeah.
This is, I think, Tyra trying to get back into the business. This is about her, not the documentary. This is a media apology tour. You know this.
This
am I wrong?
This totally gives media apology. This totally gives.
Is it like, I wasn't a bad person? I just made bad decisions.
The hell you was, girl! You knew this show was about you, yourself, and you, and you did not.
We rooted for you!
We rooted for you! We supported you! Oh my god!
Please.
Oh god. I need a palate cleanser the worst way.
Yeah, let's send some people somewhere. Where are we sending Kelsey and Adrienne and all, and Miss J and all those people? My God, we're going around the world, literally.
We are literally going around the world. We're going to do a little India. We're going to do a little Mexico. We're going to do a little Thailand. We're going to do all that. Let's go.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off for a family of four.
Okay, so we kick things off with a trip to India, and that would be Wheel of Fortune India, which launched this week. Akshay Kumar takes on hosting duties after Fear Factor and MasterChef India. Fresh episodes will air Monday through Friday at 9. Viewers who prefer watching online have the option to stream it on an over-the-top platform. It is a family-friendly game show that works across different age groups. You all know this, I know this, and yeah. Now, from there, we're going to go to Mexico, where we find the version of Physical 100 in Mexico.
Physical 100.
Physical 100.
100.
Yep.
Yes, Physical 100 is now in Mexico. Good for them.
Yes, and that is part of Netflix's ongoing commitment to Mexico, and that includes a doc on Canelo. The Canelo Alvarez feature doc.
And finally, in Thailand, a game called 100 Choices. What is that?
It's basically one question, 100 choices. You have to finish a bunch of tasks in order to whittle it down. I believe it has been optioned for the U.S. We just don't know where.
I believe so. I've heard about this, and I was very interested in it. Okay.
But the Thai version is going to be set in a Columbia Pictures-themed water park. The Columbia Pictures Aquaverse, they call it. It is in the seaside town of Bangsarai near Pattaya, and it will serve as the home base.
Indeed.
Yep. And hopefully we end up with a whole lot of media pros.
Yes. Worldwide media pros, in fact.
In this week's Media Pro Report, Michael Strahan's thinking about hanging it up at GMA. Ken Jennings' style makeover adds some of Alex's ties. Love Island All-Stars welcomes a new twist to the bombshell twist. Americans. Jordan Sparks really wants Halle Berry to read her screenplay about menopause.
Okay. Well, you know what, though? Halle Berry is a menopause activist.
Yes,
I'm not trying to be funny about that.
I know this. You know this. RuPaul has given her first look at Stop That Train, featuring Drag Race cast members.
I have one. Guy Fieri goes plain for a Super Bowl commercial for Bosch.
Yep.
And by the way, we called it last week, by the way.
Arianna Maddox is speaking on matters of public interest over the last couple of weeks. Sydney Gordon is engaged to, somebody. Michael
The Rock did not get any Academy Award nominations for his movie The Smashing Machine.
Oh. Guy Hovis passed away, as did Yvonne Lime Feddersen. Lisa Rinna defends Colton Underwood while the show argues against cyberbullying, that show being the traitors, obviously.
Well, you know, I mean, look. I'm of two minds of this. You know? While Michael Rapaport was an idiot for said what he said, okay? The people have the right to say what they want to say, but they haven't really, in the words, what you said, they haven't been home trained and need to be. How's that?
Okay, let's just say there are two questions. Before you say anything online, and this is Uncle Chico talking now. Before you decide to say anything online, you need to ask yourself two very serious questions. Actually, make it three. You need to ask yourself three very serious questions. One, does this need to be said? Two, does this need to be said by me? Three, does this need to be said now? If you answer no to one of those questions, you better put the damn phone down. Put it down, go touch grass, do whatever. But don't say nothing. Okay?
Indeed.
But let's go to the Media Pro of the Week. And this is a hot little number.
Yeah, how hot?
Very hot. We briefly glanced upon it last week, and now it's come to fruition. Nigella Lawson is ready for the tent.
Yeah. Yes, she is now officially. Oh, and by the way, there's also going to be a new, we forgot about this. You should have put this in the business end. Guy Fieri's got a new
A new show, Flavortown Food Fight.
Yes. No, it's no, not the other. It's Mayor of Flavortown.
That's what it's called. The show is called Flavortown Food Fight.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. So, yes, Nigella Lawson, she actually had a very nice statement. I hope you have it. I think you do.
I do. She said, "I'm uncharacteristically rather lost for words right now. Of course, it's daunting to be following in the footsteps of Prue Leith and Mary Berry before her. Great names both, but I'm also bubbling with excitement. The Great British Bake Off is more than a television program. It's a national treasure, and it's a huge honor to be entrusted with it. I'm just thrilled to be joining the team and all the new bakers to come. I wish the marvelous Prue all the best, and I'm giddily grateful for the opportunity." So are we. And those are your pros. And that...
And that's Brain Vision. And that's Brain Vision, and I'm shutting it down. Hitting the button. Thank you. We will be back because the Super Toilet is back, and it's nice and warm, and we're ready to go. And, yeah, we'll see you right back here at WLTI. This is 5-1, and we love to interrupt. We'll be right back. I say, bait it.
Hold on.
Brain Vision has been brought to you by the North Carolina Super Bowl party. Not doing anything for the Super Bowl? Neither are the Panthers. So come and hang out with them and enjoy the merriment. And maybe you'll see Chico curse me out. It will be great. That is Kentucky Fried Tar Heels, Ramsey's done right.
You're pulling for the Patriots, I can tell.
I'm pulling for Godzilla.
Well, that is Gordon Pepper, by the way. Welcome. We took over the first two acts while you were at your meeting this evening.
Yep, we talked about everything. So if you want to give your really, really quick opinions right now, go for it.
People won, people lost, survivors showing up in a couple of weeks. People have already found immunity idols for their tech. And we have Pluto showing Survivor from season 1, episode 1, until the debut of Survivor 50 It should be fun. RuPaul's Drag Race, the White Queen got sauced out, and we had other merriment.
That's so all that leaves us the super toilet. We have 10 shows. For those who don't know how it works, this is what we do. We talk about the show. We have 5 different reviews. If we really like it, we push it. We kind of like
Sandra
it.
Sandra Diaz Twine.
if we like it, we kind of push. If we sort of like it, we pastry it.
Tony Vlachos, because Sandra Diaz Twine owns you.
Yes. If we're in the middle about it, it's a piggle.
Coach!
Okay. If we don't like it, it's a jiggle on the toilet handle.
I'm waiting for Chico to go through. If Chico isn't the big fan of it, then I will say Colton.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and if we hate it, it's a flush. 3 flushes is a clog, Russell Hans. Anyway. Or you could go Richard Hatch all the way, you know?
I was going to go Francesca, the only person to get knocked out of Survivor twice as the first evictee.
Ew.
Wow. That works. So here's our first show, which debuted January 5th. Oh, please. It's The Wall, Season 6 on NBC. These are burn-off episodes, right? I don't think they filmed new content in years.
These are all from 2024. NBC's been holding on to it for a while now, looking for the right moment to air them. The right moment came. The Wall is The Wall. It's a good show. It's a pickle.
No, it's not a good show. Jiggle. It really isn't.
You know, this sort of reminds me, and this will show you how old I am, when they had the Tomorrow People and they shot three two-part episodes, 6 episodes in total, and they called it a season. And then the last season was 1 4-episode series. This is sort of the game show version of that. It is a middle-of-the-road show where it was cool until it wasn't. Piggle is the right grade.
Judging by that explanation, I'm guessing you are talking about the Nickelodeon version of the Tomorrow People.
No, I'm talking about the UK Roger Price version of the Tomorrow People.
The original Tomorrow People. There are 3 versions.
The original that Nickelodeon, imported, not the Nickelodeon version.
Yes, which was also produced by Roger Price, mind you. Anyway.
Yes, it was.
The CW had nothing to do with Roger Price. Next up. Wild Card Kitchen on Food Network. It's culinary poker. I like poker. I like food.
This show is actually one of those shows that actually has grown on me a little bit.
The one thing you neglected is that this is season 2.
It is? No, it's season 3.
I'm sorry, season 3.
Yes, this is a pleasant surprise. Not the greatest show in the world, but a fun watch. Pastry.
I'm going to push it because what Chopped was 20 years ago, Wild Card Kitchen to me is today. So
this feels more like Cutthroat Kitchen to me than Chopped. It is a middle-of-the-road show. There's definitely better things that you can find, but there's also worse things you can find. So it's middle-of-the-road. Pickle.
Okay. Next up. Beast Games Season 2 on Prime. Okay.
I cannot push the show hard enough, and I have eaten so much crow because they don't... What the show has done is by streamlining, it's gotten bigger. You understand what I mean? From cutting down 800 contestants to 200... It makes the show streamlined, but they've increased everything by a zillion. Cannot push the show. Push. Great stuff.
They have definitely improved the show. For me, it is not push-worthy because there's still psychological games that I'm not the biggest fan of that they overhear, but they have. But definitely a much better show, and it is very good. Pastry.
Okay. As much as they've learned from what they did for season 1, for season two, I think is still a little bit too gimmicky for me, but they did learn a lot, and for that, I give it a pickle.
Wow, okay. And by the way, they're going to improve for season three, and they'll probably get renewed for 4 and 5, too. Okay. Next one.
Jay really wants to be on that show.
We'll see. We'll see.
Next is season two of The Hollywood Squares. Oh, jeez.
This is a show that has not learned from its mistakes. It's committing them all over again. Flush.
Yeah, and the shame is, Nate Burleson's genuinely good. I really wanted this show to succeed. It probably still will, but I'm gonna have a hard watch on it. Flush.
Nate Burleson is exactly why I am not flushing the show. I think he's very good. I think the show's okay. I've never been a fan of this format. In terms of that, so taste may vary, but it's not flush worthy for me. Sorry, pickle.
Oh, that's fair. That's
all right. Well, it's a little, you're giving it a hot good. No, I actually think Nate Burleson is not a good. He's not good here. He's all about Nate Burleson, and that's the problem. And that's the thing.
I'll agree to disagree with you. Next one.
Next one.
All right. Next one.
Season 14 of The Masked Singer. The zany show that just keeps on going.
You know what this is? This is Dancing with the Stars with costumes.
Basically. Right, I mean, you know what? It was all fun when it first started. Now it's just show me the chase and tell me where you can get to it. Jiggle.
It's a jiggle for me as well, because I want to see what B-list, C-list celebrities they can get, and maybe one A-lister, because if you really legitimately got, as I've said for years, an A-list person to do it, and I mean really A-list, it would give the show credibility. But since you have C-list and D-list people, and a podcaster, we have no idea who the bleep she is. You got a problem. Jiggle.
I've never been a fan of the format. That being said, I'm not going to be nearly as rough as Chico and Jay is, even though I'm going to give the exact same grade. You've had A-list and B-list celebrities. That hasn't been the problem. The problem is the barrel is very, very deep. Jiggle.
Gotcha.
All right. Next up. It's The Price is Right at Night.
Well, of course I'm pushing this next.
We're all going to push it, but I'll just explain. Not just because they offer better prizes, they put the twists on the games to make things interesting. And they really honestly do a better job here than they do on the daytime version, but both shows are very, very good. Push.
All right. Hey, guess what we get to do now?
No. Well, do you want to say anything or no?
Why do you want me to say something when you guys have said it all? I mean, it's a good product made even better. And what else could be said except we're pushing it. There we go.
Okay.
All right. Next on the agenda, a little something I like to call Love is Blind Germany Season 2.
9, die Flush.
Yeah. I've never been a fan of this format. It's terrible. Flush.
Remember when we had the first royal push of the season? 1, 2. Jason.
Two.
Jason?
Two.
Three. Yes.
You're gonna say three?
Three! I said three!
Plunge!
So much plugging!
Well, what about this one? Next one. Season 4 of The Traitors.
I'll start. I am not a fan of this format. I am just not. There is redeeming things about it, but I don't. I've never liked a format where you can be knocked off and you have no chance of saving yourself for any number of ridiculous reasons. Jiggle. Not gonna plunge because it's won a whole bunch of awards, but jiggle.
And
yes, by the way, the email is gsnnhaterade@gameshownewsnet.com.
Yeah, send it to him, but I also agree with him. I think...
Oh, well, then send it also to Jason Block at... or whatever.
Yeah, just address us both. Here's the thing. It feels like a parody of itself already. And that's sad, if you can understand what I mean.
I think
I can actually.
I think that's actually the point of it all, is that, you know, it's supposed to be this over-the-top parody of itself. I think the best part about the show is that it gets what it's supposed to be. So, yeah, I am going to go ahead and give it a push.
Wow. You really like the show that much?
I really like the show that much.
Okay, next one.
Next one. From Japan with Love, The Boyfriend, Season 2.
Now, I'm just trying to look at the concept of this.
It's a group of men living under one roof, running a coffee truck together to connect and hopefully meet their one true boyfriend.
So it is, okay.
It's from Japan.
Right, but it's surprising, but not for me. Pickle.
It is surprising. There's an audience for it. I'm not the audience, but I totally respect the audience, so pastry.
In America, we call this cheese. I do not know what the Japanese version, the equivalent would be. But whatever it is, it's that. It doesn't do it for me whatsoever. Jiggle.
Okay, and finally. Speaking of Netflix, the 2026 round of Star Search.
I really want to like this show. I sort of kind of do, but it needed to get down to basics, and it did not. Piggle.
Same.
Piggle is the right call. It's not there. It should be.
It could be there. It should be there. It's not there, but it could be there. So it's a piggle.
It's got pieces.
There is a show to be had in this show.
Yes.
And that is...
That is a good way to say it.
Yep. And that is round two of Push or Flush. Come back next week when we do round three. But in the meantime, here is one more break while we get ready to speed things up. See you in a bit. WLTI is presented by Beast Mode Games. See who will drive his game into the end zone for big money and who's only here so they don't get fined. That is Beast Mode Games, Marshawn Lynch hosts.
You know what? Marshawn Lynch would be a better host than some of the reality show competition hosts I've seen.
That's true.
But again, we'll be talking about that on the BS. But first, speed round that starts now. Gordon, we're not going to get an elimination, I believe, for 2 weeks, right? Who do you think is going to succeed in the talent round this week, or does it depend on who's in the group?
We're talking RuPaul's Drag Race, correct?
Correct.
Yes, this is the Raider Queen episode that's happening next week.
Yeah, I don't... You know, the irony is that this probably should have gone first, and I know why they wanted to put some shock value in there, but there is no reason to. That all being said, I think it'll be fun. I mean, this is, I'm going to predict this is the usual RuPaul's talent show sort of thing.
Yep.
I also, well, I will tell you who I think will be good. I think Jane Don't will be very good. I think that, Love Dion, I believe, is going to be very good because she won talent possibility, talent competition first time they did it with the RDR Live. I'll give you some more names. Darlene Mitchell will be up there. And I think Kenya Pleasa will survive another week until another Fashion Challenge, and then they go.
Oh, I agree with you on that. You're certainly seeing strengths and weaknesses.
Exactly. And yes,
so I think the next time that Kenya has to do a lip sync will be the last time that she gets to do a lip sync.
Correct. Jeopardy Tournament of Champions. We know who the final three are. Paula Pasco. Who are they?
Paula Pasco, TJ Fisher, and Scott Riccardi.
Who wins?
My money's on Scott Riccardi.
I'm going to take Paolo Pasco.
And I will take the third one just to be different.
Exactly. And by the way, just a reminder, on Friday there is an exhibition game before the TOC finals start Monday, February 2nd. Survivor, remember the idol hunt has started. You gonna go and find it if it's close to you, Gordon?
Well, you gotta remember, I'm near three or four different states, so if it's not all the way up in Weirdsville, yeah, I absolutely am. Maybe, Jay, you and I will help look together.
Well, I know there's one in New York. Yes, exactly. Well, yes, that would be fun. That would be fun if we could do it. And the weather's a little warmer. Oh, please. Yowza. Do we have any mail?
No mail, but if you want to change that, you can send us some mail at WLTIGameshowNewsNet.com, or you can follow us on all social media at GameshowNewsNet. I am at Dino R. Alexander.
I'm at Beat the Block, the number 2.
And GSN and Haterade.
And, of course, the network is at 5N1Net. That's number 5, ANDMNENET, where we talk about anything and everything network-wide, including the run-up to the battle, the big battle at the Bay, between Drake May and the New England Patriots and Sam Darnold and the Seattle Seahawks for Super Bowl 60.
Right, and we will be doing a live cast a week from this coming Sunday. This week is the Pro Bowl games that no one gives a flying rat's behind about. I said rat's behind.
Okay.
And then, of course, we'll be done till the draft.
Yep.
So, yes. We'll be done till the draft. Over at the NAWC, we are in Riyadh for the Royal Rumble and the start to Road to WrestleMania. We know that Brock Lesnar has declared this week. Roman Reigns has declared this week. And will we be seeing the return of one Chris Jericho at the Rumble? Who knows? We will be covering that on our next show, I believe tomorrow night, after the Royal Rumble. So there's that. Gordon, what's happening on the panel?
Day one this Sunday. And then Unholy Alliance, and then Mega Bowl. UBA okay. Day one, where every single team has got a match on the same day.
Okay. Okay, and Chico, it was a thing.
Okay, we just posted a best of in lieu of our episode because, unfortunately, Mike's computer and the internet are not on speaking terms. But we are getting ready for two Super Bowl-themed episodes. I think you're going to enjoy them. One is an unsold pilot, and the other one features Reggie White doing stand-up. If you remember 1989's NBC Diet Pepsi Talent Challenge.
No.
Well, that's why we're here. Anyway, that's all it was a thing on TV.com. So give it a visit, why don't you? In the meantime, next week, hey, it's time for sweeps, guys. We're going to be talking about the run-up to Survivor 50. We're going to be talking about the Jeopardy Tournament of Champions. We may have a winner already. We're going to talk more Drag Race, the talent portion of the program, obviously.
By the way, G, is it best to two, or is it best to three? TOC.
Are we talking about Jeopardy?
Yeah, I think
Jeopardy.
First to three, if I'm not mistaken.
I was going to say, I think it's three.
Okay. Okay.
Well, there you go. All right. So, until then, my friends, for Gordon Pepper and Jason Block, I'm Chico Alexander. Our time is up. We thank you for yours. Game over. And spread the love.
Great.
Interrupt this program.